US report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This Hillary Clinton stuff, Harley, there are reports here that Democrats as well as Republicans are talking about the possibility of her withdrawing from the presidential campaign. What sort of a look do you get at that?
I don't believe it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be necessary. Only because I don't think she's going to tell us. See, the big problem with Hillary is that she doesn't like to tell us what's going on, and she loves her secrecy, and she doesn't mind lying to us because she's done it for years and years and years. And so what's happened is she's done it again. I mean, she had the pneumonia. She didn't tell anybody for a couple of days. But I don't get the impression that she's that sick. I think what it is nobody knows. And so the reason they have that conversation is because they don't know. If she was fully forthcoming and said, "Yeah, I had pneumonia because I had a lung infection," and you shake a million hands, you're going to get sick. I mean, this sort of thing can happen. And I think it would have been so much easier if she had just said, right up front, when the coughing thing happened, don't blame it on an allergy. Say, "I've got a chest cold," and people would just say, "Okay, yeah, we got that."
Makes you wonder why she didn't say all of that. They'll be polling. Yeah. They'll be polling themselves out of existence, won't they, as to whether this is affecting her at the polls.
Exactly. I mean, and so many times. I mean, both she and Bill, you go back over the years, all they had to do is just tell the truth up front. If they'd done that, every problem they had would have gone away.
Yes,
unless it's really illegal, and that's a different issue, perhaps.
And he's apparently in the media now, I guess, trying to pump up her tires, is he, Bill?
Well, she's taking a couple of days off, and so he's out there on the campaign trail campaigning for her.
You get
and
two.
Barack Obama was out today campaigning for her.
How did he go? You get two for the price of one with the Clintons.
Well, that's true. If she were really smart, she'd just have Bill do all of her speeches for her. Because he's so much better at it.
Yes.
And he's very convincing. When he gets done talking to you, you think, well, of course we're going to elect her. Why would we elect that bozo over there on the other side?
We'd
never do that.
Amazing. Just on this question about football bets, what's that story?
Well, sometimes we do make bets that we regret. In Toms River, New Jersey, a 42-year-old guy lost his fantasy football bet. The price was to stroll down a major roadway, carrying a sign heralding his loss, wearing nothing but sneakers and women's bikini bottoms. People pointed, children laughed, the victor enjoyed himself, and one lady in a van with a bunch of kids drove back and forth 5 miles.
That is a good story, Harley. Oh, well done, Harley. Lovely to talk to you. There he is, Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.